Chinese New Year，
大家早，新年快乐！
新年好，恭喜发财！praise the Lord that we made it through the blizzard, Nemo, and now safely gathered to worship.
感谢主，我们经过大风暴，能够在这里一起的来敬拜。
Celebrating Chinese New Year in New York City with a big traditional Chinese extended family left me with many childhood memories.
我在纽约市长大的时候，常常是到中国新年就有很大的庆祝，也是给我许多非常值得怀念的回忆。
I remember the firecrackers and the dragon dance.
我还记得那些爆竹，还有这个舞龙舞狮。
Many special New Year foods.
新年的食物。
New clothes and new haircuts.
新衣服，还有新的剪头发。
And our favorite, the crispy dollar bills in the red envelopes.
那最受欢迎的就是红包里面新的钞票。
Also, we learned the taboo things we should avoid.
然后我们也学会有一些东西我们不应该做的。
Like never use knives and scissors to cut away good fortune.
不要拿刀拿剪刀把好运气剪掉。
Never cry on Chinese New Year, otherwise you'll cry all year long.
新年那一天不可以哭，不然的话一整年都会哭。
Never say bad words or negative thoughts.
不可以讲一些脏话，也不可以有一些不好的思想。
Never say the number four. And never speak of death.
不可以讲死，也不可以讲到死。
So today's sermon is on the final judgment.
所以我们今天在新年的时候，我们就讲到大审判。
And if I had a choice, I would not speak about death or final judgment on Chinese New Year.
如果我有选择的话，我大概就不会用新年的这一天来讲到大审判或者说死亡。
Because no one likes bad news, especially on the happiest of occasions.
没有人希望听到坏消息，特别是在中国新年的这个时候。
However, I sense the Lord wants us to heed the warning of the bad news of judgment today.
但是我相信主有他的美意，让我们在今天了解他在启示录里面提到他的审判。
So that we would take the good news to a new level.
然后我们可以把好消息带到更高的一个水平。
Over the past few months, we were laboring to understand the book of Revelations.
过去好几个月，我们就在研读启示录。
My own theology and eschatology are constantly challenged as I study and rediscover the scriptures with junior worship and senior alive.
我对末世的理解也透过多年来带领青少年的查经跟讲道有重新的了解。
Even the best theologians have held certain conclusions, and then many times they changed their positions later.
就是有一些非常有名的神学家，他们有某一套的思想，但是过了一段时间，他们会修改。
Nobody agrees on only one position or perspective if we humbly seek the truth.
如果我们带着谦卑的心来寻求真理的话，我们会了解到有不同的角度来看启示录。
And so with mutual respect and grace towards others, the Church of Christ should never be divided over non-central issues.
所以我们是在基督的教会，我们带着谦卑的心也不应该为这些次要的东西而分歧。
We acknowledge there are less obvious teachings that allows for a spectrum of interpretations.
有一些是次要的教导，我们可以容许不同的理解。
But at the same time, some things are very certain.
但是同时候有一些是相当确定的。
God is holy, is certain.
上帝是神圣的。
Man is sinful, is certain.
人是有罪的。
Someday we all die and will be judged.
有一天我们都会死亡，然后我们会被审判。
And so what God has made clear, we should not make an apology or speak softly about such a thing.
如果上帝把这些真理那么明显的来讲在表现在圣经里面的话，我们也不需要为这些而道歉。
But this section in Revelation chapter 20 is a very sobering passage.
启示录第二十章是非常叫人警醒的。
It speaks of death, eternal torment, judgment into the lake of fire.
讲到死亡，也讲到审判，进到火湖里面。
If God's word is true, billions of lost and unrepentant souls will face this judgment.
如果上帝的话是可靠的，有许多人就会受到审判。
And it is a difficult passage for me to teach without sorrow and tears.
这段经文要我讲啊，用来讲道来讲的话，我发觉我充满着眼泪跟悲哀。
Because I know many that will face this judgment.
因为我想到有一些人就会遭遇到这样的审判。
But I take comfort in one thing that Jesus grieves over death.
但是我知道耶稣为死亡的人他也悲伤。
We remember that Jesus wept when Lazarus died.
我们记得拉撒路死了之后耶稣就哭了。
And Jesus sorrows over the spiritual death of the multitudes who reject his saving love.
耶稣也特别为那些拒绝他的爱就进到死亡的人来哀哭。
And in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9, we are reminded that the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise.
彼得后书第三章第九节特别提到说上帝没有迟延。
He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
他愿意万人都能够得到这个救恩。
Jesus speaks about hell because he wants no one to go there.
耶稣讲到地狱，因为他不希望任何人进到地狱。
And so he urges for repentance.
所以他邀请我们来悔改。
So as we have just read in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 to 15,
刚才我们读启示录第二十章第十一节到第十五节。
From this scripture and those in surrounding context, I want to summarize a few things that we know are certain.
从这段经文跟上下文，我们要肯定一些在这段经文讲的相当清楚的。
There are many things that we are not so sure how to interpret it, but these things we are sure.
有一些我们不肯定，但是这些是相当肯定的。
We can be sure that number one, God is sovereign.
第一，上帝有他的主权。
He will rule and judge upon a great white throne.
他会在白色的宝座上面来统治。
And this throne carries the qualities of the one who is sitting upon it.
在这个白色的大宝座表示到坐在上面 的权威。
And in Revelations, we have throne mentioned about 30 times.
在启示录提到这个宝座30次。
But this is the one time that the Apostle John saw a great white throne.
但是在这个地方约翰就说是个白色的大宝座。
A great throne because it reflects his absolute authority.
大的宝座是因为这个表明耶稣绝对的权柄。
Salvation is found in no one else.
救恩只是从耶稣而来。
For there is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved.
因为天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
万膝都要跪拜，万口都要承认耶稣是主。
All authority under heaven and earth has been given to Christ.
天上地下的所有的权柄都已经给了基督了。
He reigns and he judges with all authority.
他要统治，带着权柄的来治理。
Why a white throne? Because it reflects his total purity and complete holiness.
为什么是白色的宝座呢？是因为代表耶稣的纯洁。
This morning I find it funny that we're surrounded by white.
今天我就发现我们周围都是白色的。
The Son of Man with white, snow white hair, riding on his white horse, sitting on his white throne.
人子带着白发，然后骑着白马，然后坐在白色的宝座上。
White is clean and pure and holy.
白色代表洁净、纯洁、圣洁。
We read many times, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
我们读过很多次，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，上帝是庄严圣洁的。
And in the Hebrew language, when a word is repeated two times, it is intensive. Holy, holy is very holy.
在希伯来文里面，当一个字重复的出现，就表示非常重要。
But when a word isrepeated three times, it's superlative. Holy, holy, holy is very, very holy.
当它出现三次的时候，不单只是表示重要，乃是一种的比较，是最极端的、 非常非常的圣洁。
It is the most holy of all.
最圣洁。
And the one who sits on the throne is superlatively holy.
坐在宝座上的是极端圣洁的。
And notice that as soon as the great white throne appears, there is a cosmic response in creation.
我们看见白色大宝座出现之后，这个被造之物就有一个反应。
The earth and the skies fled his presence.
天上地下的都为他的存在而反应。
So before we even have the judgment of the dead, we have a judgment on earth.
所以在审判死人之前，就是被造之物被审判。
Holiness repels the unholy.
圣洁，上帝的圣洁把其他不圣洁的都排除。
And when the holy God appears, the unholy earth disappears.
当圣洁的神出现的时候，不圣洁的地就消化了。
And in Revelations 21, next week, we will see that the old creation is gone at the presence of the throne in order that the new creation is revealed.
在启示录第21章就会讲到这个被造旧的天地都要被消灭，新天新地就来临。
But it's not only the earth, the heavenly places have been defiled by Satan and his fallen angels.
不单只在旧的地上，旧的天上也因为犯罪的天使的缘故变坏了。
And earth has been polluted by sin and evil of a fallen mankind.
旧的地也是因为人的罪，人所犯的罪的缘故也变坏了。
So the earth and the skies flee from his presence.
所以地跟天在神的面前都远离。
You see, earth and heaven cannot merely be renovated.
你知道天跟地，旧的天跟地不能够翻修。
It demanded for a completely new heaven and a new earth.
需要重新的有一个新天新地。
So first we have God as sovereign with a great white throne.
所以我们注意到上帝在白色的大宝座上面是有绝对的权柄。
Now secondly, we can be sure that Satan is doomed.
第二，我们肯定的就是撒旦被毁灭。
Satan is God's enemy, and therefore he will try to destroy us, discourage us, hurt us, lie to us, deceive us.
撒旦是反对上帝的，所以他要来试探我们，要磨练我们，要把我们消灭。
He is ready to devour us.
他要把我们吞吃。
So therefore, put on your full armor of God so that you can take a stand against the devil's schemes.
所以保罗说要穿上全副的军装来抵挡魔鬼一切的诡计。
You see, Revelations in a nutshell is about one thing.
启示录如果用一句话来说就是这样。
See, when I teach the kids, I have to tell them, it's all about one thing.
我在教青少年的时候我就跟他们说就是一件事情。
Here's the big picture.
这个是大的图画。
Don't get lost in the details.
不要因为这些细节而走迷了。
Revelations is about God urging the believers to persevere because Christ ultimately wins and defeats Satan in the end.
启示录就是说我们信主的人，我们要忍耐到底，因为到最后主耶稣会消灭撒旦。
You need to survive because Jesus wins.
你也需要忍耐到底，因为耶稣已经得胜了。
That's what Revelations is all about.
这个就是启示录所讲的。
Have you felt confused?
是不是就迷糊呢？
It's all about Jesus wins.
其实很简单，就是耶稣赢了。
Satan is doomed.
撒旦输了。
Now earlier in this chapter, in verses 1 to 10,
在这个启示录二十章第一节到第十节，
Satan faces the judgment from God.
撒旦面临上帝的审判。
And as it was preached last week, Satan is bound, removed, and defeated.
撒旦被捆绑，然后这个扔在火湖里面，就完全的消灭了。
Now, the third thing that we can be sure is Jesus will come back for the church.
在第三方面，我们相当肯定的就是主耶稣为教会会回来。
Why are we here as a church?
为什么我们作为教会存留在这个时候？
The church is here for advancing the gospel.
教会的目的就是要传福音。
And when the gospel is preached to the whole world, to all nations, then the end will come, it tells us in Matthew 24.
当这个福音传遍天下的时候, 主耶稣就来了, 这个是马太福音第24章所讲的。
And our God wants all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth.
我们的上帝希望万人都可以得救, 明白真理。
And Jesus has not returned yet because we're not done.
耶稣还没有回来,
he is patiently waiting for the church to finish the job.
他还在忍耐地在等候,
now the fourth thing that we can be sure about is this. In the end, all will be judged by God.
第四方面我们可以肯定的就是最后上帝要审判所有的人。
And what an awesome and frightening scene we have from John, depicted also in Daniel chapter 7.
在约翰所写的启示录就跟但以理书第七章所讲的是相当的类似。
All that are unsaved throughout human history will stand before the throne to be judged.
所有不接受主的,他们就会站在宝座前面被审判。
All the spiritually dead, both great and small, young and old, including the most evil Hitler and Judas Iscariot, to the morally good yet fallen people.
所有的人不接受主耶稣的人，包括在第二次大战的希特勒，包括耶稣那个时代的犹大，他们都要在主的面前被审判。
And this is a courtroom with a judge but no jury.
那个的图画就好像是在一个法庭里面。
There is a prosecutor, but no defense attorney.
有法官，但是呢就没有律师。
And there will be a sentence and no appeal.
然后到最后有一个判决出来，没法子再要求重判。
And it tells us here that all will be judged according to what they have done as recorded in the books.
就按着书卷里面所记载的来审判。
It's a scary thought.
看起来非常可怕。
To have every one of our sins openly on display before the judge.
我们所犯的罪都在宝座前面被呈现出来。
Makes me think twice before I commit my next sin.
让我想清楚才要不要再犯罪。
And each of us will give an account for ourselves before God.
我们每一个人都为我们过去所做的要来报账。
Now this is a spiritual reality.
这个是一个属灵的,
现实。 All are guilty, all have sinned, all have fallen short. All deserve the lake of fire.
所有的人,他们都犯了罪,所有的人都够不上上帝的标准,所有这些的人都放在火湖里面。
And no amount of good deeds that we do can erase the sin and earn our pardon.
我们不能够做 足够的好事来赢得上帝的赦免。We
would all stand condemned if it were not for the grace of God.
如果不是上帝的恩典的话呢, 我们所有的人都在这样的情况之下被审判。In
Romans 3 and 4, it declares no one is righteous, not even one.
罗马书第3章第4章里面就讲到说, 没有一个义人,连一个都没有。No
one is able to keep the law.
没有一个人可以成全律法。No
one is saved by their own good works.
没有人可以因着他们自己的好行为而得救。Righteousness
is given only through faith in Jesus Christ's work.
唯一上帝称我们为义是因为主耶稣基督在十字架上面为我们死。It's
by his work on the cross, not by our own.
是因为他在十字架上面所成全的。We
are justified by faith in Christ, by his redemptive work, not ours.
我们是因着主耶稣所做的被称为义。Only
those included in the Lamb's Book of Life will be saved from the lake of fire.
唯有那些在羔羊的生命册上面名字写在上面的才可以免去火湖的死。And
in this generation, I hear many people say, I believe in God.
在这个世代的人,很多人就会说,我信神。I
believe in God, but that is not enough.
如果你纯粹说我信神,这样不够。
Because even the demons believe that there is one God.
因为连鬼魔也信。
Faith that is not accompanied by action is dead.
信心没有行为是死的。
Anyone who is found in the book of life must also be found with evidence of faith in one's life.
在生命册上面有记载记上他的名字的，也需要在他的生平里面有明显的行为的表现。
It's a faith that is expressed in our love to worship God.
因为我们真正的信心表现出来就是对上帝的敬拜。
It's a faith that is expressed in our love to share the gospel and to share our faith with others.
就是在传福音，把我们最好的福音传给别的人，我们的信仰应该有这种的表现。
It's a faith that daily perseveres by denying ourselves and overcoming our sin.
我们的活泼的信心就是要胜过我们的罪恶，有好的行为的表现。
It's a faith that suffers and faces persecution because of Christ.
我们也会因着耶稣的缘故被迫害。
Church membership will not get us onto the book of life.
作为教会的会员，不能够把我们的名字放进去生命册。
Serving in lots of church work and giving lots of money will not get us into the book of life.
在很多教会的事工里面服侍，甚至捐很多的钱，不可能把我们的名字放在生命册里面。
Being an usher, teaching Sunday school, singing in the choir, or even preaching on the pulpit will not get us onto the book of life.
你做招待、做主儒学的老师，甚至在讲台里面做讲员，不能够把你的名字放在生命册上面。
But we believers should live out the evidence of our faith by doing plenty of good works, in practicing our eternal worship, and by expressing thanksgiving to Christ.
但是作为信主的人，我们应当把我们的信仰活出来，包括积极的敬拜，有好的行为。
In 1 Corinthians 3, it does tell us that the Lord will reward believers for the works done for His glory for all eternity.
哥林多前书第三章就特别提到说，我们会把在他的面前显出我们所做的，得到上帝的掌赏。
So are you in the book?
到底你的名字有没有在生命册上面？
There is a book that has impacted our world.
有一本书影响了我们这个世代。
It's used by old and young.
被那些年长的、年轻的都在用。
Used nearly by all nations and all languages.
也被这个所有不同的国家、不同的语言的人所用。
A book that's used by corporations, universities, and churches alike.
那些企业、学校都用这本书。
A book that's used by politicians, actors, athletes, and pastors alike.
被政治家、被演员、被牧师所用的。
Are you in that book?
你是不是在那本书里面？
Are you on Facebook?
你是不是在 Facebook 上面？
On Facebook, you will share your status and your Instagram pictures.
在 Facebook 上面，你放你的图片等等。
On Facebook, you will promote your cause and post your manifesto.
在 Facebook 上面，你提到你自己所的信念你自己的最近的情况等等。
On Facebook, you can connect with your old friends and find new friends in this global social network.
在 Facebook 上面，你可以认识一些新的朋友，跟一些旧的朋友再联络起来。
You are in the book.
你在 Facebook 上面。
You can befriend thousands and be a big somebody.
你可以有很多的朋友，好像是非常重要的一个人物。
But if your name is not in the book of life, you are not a friend of God.
但是如果你的名字不在生命册上面的话呢，你不是上帝的朋友。
And Revelation 20 tells us you will be thrown into the lake of fire.
启示录第二十章特别讲到说，你就会丢着扔在火湖里面。
So there are two possible destinations for every person.
所以每一个人有两个可能的结局。
For those whose names are missing from the book of life, there is a place of eternal torment, if the lake of fire is the same as the fiery lake of burning sulfur.
那些人他的名字不在生命册上面的话，就被扔在火湖里面，被永远的这个焚烧。
See, some people believe that the lake of fire is the same as the lake of burning sulfur, and some people believe they are not the same.
有一些人相信说火壶跟这个硫磺的壶不一样。
That I'm not sure.
有一些人相信是一样，我不能够确定。
Other scriptures describes the fate of ongoing suffering, torment, destruction, and eternal punishment for the lost.
圣经里面却有提到说，那些不义的人，他们要在在火壶永刑里面。
And that is certainly the fate for the beast, the false prophet, and Satan, who will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
这个是启示录里面讲到那个兽、假先知跟撒旦他们的结局。
In the fiery lake of burning sulfur.
在火壶硫磺里面。
So it's not really clear for us if that lake of fire is the same as the burning lake of sulfur.
我们不确定火壶跟硫磺的壶是不是一样。
It could be a different destination.
可能是不一样。
And some people believe that the result of a second final death is an eternal death where they would just cease to exist, a place of utter destruction and loss.
有些人认为说第二次的死，他们就在这个世界上面消灭了。
Either way, it's really bad news.
从哪一个角度来看都是坏消息。
Either to suffer eternally or to be eternally separated from a loving God.
要是在永恒当中受苦，或者说永远与神隔绝。
There is nothing worse than that.
没有比这些更坏的了。
Now the other destination is a place of grace.
另外一个结局呢，乃是在神的恩典里面。
And if you are in the book of life, you will have eternal life and eternal security in the presence of God.
如果你的名字在生命册上面的话，你就可以从上帝那里得到永义。
It is a place where Jesus has gone to prepare for his disciples and will return for the church to enjoy forever and ever.
那个地方就是耶稣离开门徒的时候就说我去那个就为你们准备一个地方。
And there really is no middle ground, no other place that Bible talks about.
没有在两个极端的终结，没有中间的一条路。
So either we are forever separated from the love of God or forever in the presence of God.
要是永远与上帝隔离，要是永远与上帝在一起。
Last week when I was preaching this passage to the kids in junior worship,
上个礼拜我跟这个青少年来讲这一段经文的时候，
they responded in a very touching way for me.
他们的反应让我非常的感动。
I had reminded them,
我提醒他们，
Of the world population of 7 billion people, about one-third profess to be Christians.
世界有这个七万万的人，七十亿的人，但是呢，承认做基督徒的不多。
So about 5 billion people will be thrown into the lake of fire, many of which remain unreached and unevangelized.
所以有50亿的人呢，他们没有接受主，不是基督徒，他们就被下到这个永刑里面。
They were paying attention.
他们就很注意的听。
5 million people living today into the lake of fire.
有五十一的人，他们会扔进火湖里面。
Then I told them, think of the people you love, your family and friends who you care about.
我就跟他们说，那你们想一下，你们的朋友，你们最喜欢、最爱的。
Are they in the book of life?
他们的名字是不是在生命册上面
？Or will they be thrown into the lake of fire?
他们是可以得到上帝的被称为义。还是他们被扔进火湖里面。
Then I told them, many youths your age will come to church. Many will pray the salvation prayer and think they are Christians.
我就告诉他们说，你们的朋友在他们年轻的时候，他们也会以为他们做了基督徒，能够到天堂去。
And then life will get busy and other priorities will take over.
但是他们的生活越来越忙，就有别的更重要的事情占据了他们的生命。
And many will fall away and struggle.
有一些慢慢就离开正道了。
And the statistics sadly say that by the time they graduate from college, about 80% of churched kids will walk away from their faith and walk out of God.
一些统计的数字告诉我们说，到了大学毕业的时候，有80%的原先称为基督徒的 就说他们不再是基督徒了。
And their names would have never been in the book of life.
可能他们的名字从来就没有在生命册上面。
When they heard that, I had their full attention.
当他们听到我这样讲，他们都非常的留心听。
Their eyes grew larger.
他们的眼睛就睁大。
Their young faces grew with concern.
他们就开始有一点担心了。
And I said to them, I urge you to make sure your name is in the book of life.
我就告诉他们说，你要确定你的名字在生命册上面。
With a faith in what Jesus has done on the cross for you, and let your life be full of evidence of your faith.
耶稣为你在十字架上面所成就的，你应该活出你自己的信，你的信仰。
Remain faithful and secure.
在主里面得到永恒的保证。
But there's still a problem.
但是还是有一个问题。
If the statistics are true,
如果这些统计 数字是对的话，
four of your friends sitting around you may sadly be lost into the lake of fire.
在你们周围五个朋友当中，有四个会在火湖里面。
Just because they fell away and got distracted from taking God seriously.
因为他们被别的诱惑所勾引了，就远离上帝的道。
By then, their faces were very sad.
他们的面孔就非常的非常不高兴。
So I asked them, "What are you going to do about it?"
那我就告诉他们说，那你为件事情要做什么呢？
Then the sweetest thing happened.
那最可爱的事情发生了。
The junior high kids, they lunged at their friends and grabbed each other tightly.
他们那些初中的朋友就抓住他们的朋友。然后紧紧地抱着他们。
And they shouted at their friend.
然后大声地说，
I'm not letting you go.
我不让你走。
You're coming with me.
你要跟我一起去。
No, don't fall away.
不要离开真道。
No lake of fire for you.
不要进到火湖里面。
I thought, what a sweet response.
我就想，是多可爱的反应。
That's right, don't let your friends get away and your loved ones get away.
不要让你亲爱的朋友离开这个真道。
There is bad news ahead. We, the church, must intentionally be more serious and more fervent to faithfully proclaim the good news.
前面我们听到有一些坏的消息，我们就要好好的来传好的消息。
So that more souls are added into the book of life.
好叫更多的人的名字被写在生命册上面。
I do believe Jesus is coming back soon. The end is near.
我相信主耶稣快要回来。
And there is no time to waste.
没有可以再浪费时间的机会了。
I can't wait to retire.
我等不及要退休。
I gotta do the work now.
我需要做工作。
I will be on sabbatical in 2003 in two segments.
在2013年，我会有我的安息年，分开两段时间。
And I will spend the month of March, to live with the Hopi people.
在三月，我会去印第安人保留区 Hopi 那边去。
And I will preach and help the little Hopi church.
我会在那边讲道，然后也帮助当地的教会被建立。
That we have been working with since 2003.
我们从2003年开始。就每一年都去Hopi 的保留区。
I will go back and reach and go grab the ones that we lost and disciple the spiritually lost kids and mentor their new youth leader.
我希望我再回去的时候能够帮助那些曾经在教会里面但是现在离开了，把他们再带回到上帝的面前。
And after I went to Kyrgyzstan last year, the Muslim students are heavily upon my heart.
我去年的时候去了这个前苏联的科兹克斯坦，那些的小孩子对我有很大的吸引力。
You see, those 5 billion people are no longer nameless.
那500万的人已经不再是没有名字的人。
On the many short-term missions through the years, I have now met them and I know their names.
在过去的短宣当中，我开始认识一些人，也记得他们的名字。
I see their faces as I pray for them and I think of them.
我祷告的时候，为他们祷告的时候，也可以看到他们的面孔。
I also see the great white throne.
我也看见白色的大宝座。
And I see the Lord.
我也看见主。
I see the dead and I see the lake of fire ahead.
看见死人，也看见火湖。
So I thank CBCGB and my own family to give me the blessing.
所以我感谢这个教会还有我的家人，能够让我这样出去安息年。
To afford me the time and the opportunity to advance the gospel in places outside of Lexington, Massachusetts.
好叫我可以在 Lexington 以外的地区来传福音。
So I ask you to please pray for me.
我希望你特别为我祷告。
And also come with me.
然后跟我一起去。
Before I leave on sabbatical, we still have two more youth retreats to do.
我去这个安息年之前，我就有两个青少年的退休会。
Next weekend, the senior high, we will have 115 people.
下个周末就是高中生，有115位参加。
And the junior high retreat is just around the same number.
在一个礼拜的初中生的退休会，人数也差不多。
On the following weekend.
就在一个礼拜周末。
So please pray for us. That's a lot of kids to take care of.
请你们特别为我们祷告，因为有许多青少年，我们要带着他们。
And I'm sorry about the snow. I think they were praying for it.
不好意思，有那么多的雪，但是我想青少年都在祷告，希望更多的雪。
There'll be plenty of play up there, but more so that God will really speak into their lives.
在这个退休会的营地，他们有很好的玩耍，但是我们也祷告，希望上帝的话进到他们的内心。
Could you pray for us?
好，我们一起祷告。亲爱的主，我们再次感谢你，在中国的新年，我们来看到你自己的话，特别提到天地都要改变，新天新地要来临。帮助我们能够认识主，我们的名字被写在生命册上面，也帮助我们可以好好的来传福音，叫我们所爱的亲人朋友他们的名字也被写在生命册上面。我们也特别为先底牧师祷告，他有六个月分开两段时间安息年，特别去印第安人保留区去 Kyrgyzstan 那个地方做福音的工作。我们求主使用他，叫这些年轻人他们经验到上帝的爱，他们回到上帝的怀抱里面。我们也求主保守我们个人，我们都能够在这个严寒的冬天里面，外面虽然是寒冷，但是我们的心因为主耶稣的爱能够得到温暖，我们也把上帝的温暖带给周围的人。听我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。阿们。